on Brisbane's News Talk 1116 4BC.
Monday afternoon, 4th of January 2010, 6 past 1. And I can tell you now that the next 10 minutes, maybe, of the afternoon show on 4BC could have an MA rating on it. So if you've young'uns around the place, just move them out to another room or send them out to play. Give them something to do. And the reason is, I saw this story come through and I thought, that is extraordinary. How about this one? What do you think of this? Wives should welcome their husbands' extramarital affairs as a sign of a healthy marriage, France's most prominent female psychologist has suggested. Maurice Vallon, I guess, claims French men should stop being castigated for being womanizers and that keeping a mistress can actually improve a marriage. So I thought we should find out more about this from Desiree Spearings, who's a sex therapist and sexologist with Sexual Health Australia. How are you, Desiree?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you, Tim?
Hey, I'm well. Is Maurice right?
No, I do not really agree with that at all. And then also I think she's saying that infidelity is essential to the psychic functioning of certain men. Mm. And I also want to say, I think in order to move on from an affair, I think what is essential is forgiveness and not, I don't think infidelity is essential to psychic functioning of a man, but what is essential to move on from an affair is forgiveness. In order to forgive, what is essential is understanding. So why has this taken place? And I think that she tries to explain that somehow, that if you accept that it's taking place and if you understand why, you may be able to move on from it and it can be very liberating.
I don't know if you're reading too much into it, Desiree. She said, she's saying wives should welcome their husband's extramarital affairs as a sign of a healthy marriage. Maybe it's just French men she's talking about.
Yeah, I completely do not agree with her on that. Mm. And I also think it is about a relationship contract. And so every relationship that we're in, we have an invisible relationship contract. So in that contract, you have agreements about your boundaries. So, you know, you've got in that, like, what is allowed and what's not allowed. So if you have an agreement that your partner is allowed to have a sexual affair with another person, then obviously trust is not damaged. However, if you do not have that agreement, then the big thing is the violation of trust. And I think to move on from that, I think it's very difficult to have a healthy marriage.
Desiree, there's supposedly positives in everything. Is there any mm-hmm. positive in infidelity?
I do think that after an affair has taken place, whether it's emotional or sexual, a relationship can actually improve if the necessary work has been done. So what I mean by that is, if an affair has happened, it could be for many reasons. It could be because the relationship wasn't that great, or, you know, things have changed, or the wife didn't give the husband any sex, or vice versa, and that's the reason why they've gone off. So, you know, in the past, you know, many years prior to the affair, things hadn't been that well either. So by the affair, that's often the last straw. And then what happens is this, you know, great emotional roller coaster happens with grief and sadness and all of that. And then, you know, a lot of people who feel like there, you know, there is a reason to actually continue the marriage or the relationship, they start to do the work to move away from blaming each other to actually understanding and to actually fixing up the marriage. But what they're doing is actually doing the work that was required prior to the affair that has happened to actually fix up the marriage. And you see a lot of couples that actually haven't done any work on their relationship for a while. And that's why an affair sometimes has happened. So that has happened is that can be a trigger for them to start doing the work on the relationship.
Desiree, in Maurice Vallon's book, mm-hmm. Men Love Fidelity, that's mm-hmm. men, comma, love, comma, fidelity, comma, mm-hmm. she says, fidelity is not natural but cultural. She's mm-hmm. saying that naturally men are infidels, basically. but it's a cultural thing, but it's not natural to be with one woman. Is that, do you believe that?
No, I believe it is. It can be very natural to be with one woman. I think it is about the needs being met. So if your needs are met in the relationship, then that's great. Often we go and look somewhere else if our needs aren't met. So it depends on what's there in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Desiree, do a lot of wives turn a blind eye to their husband's wanderings, do you think?
I think they do if they're not ready to believe it yet. Yes. So mm-hmm. they could turn a blind eye to it, but until it's not possible to do that anymore.
Should they turn a blind eye?
I don't think so. I think they should start questioning why it's happening and start to try and understand this as well. The other thing that does happen, though, a lot, and why people might do turn a blind eye on this, is if we're looking at this from an investment model point of view. So what I mean by that is, if you've been in a relationship for 2 weeks and a guy goes off and has an affair, then, you know, the chances are that you don't turn a blind eye and you just continue the affair and you discontinue the relationship, okay? So you end the relationship. However, if you've got a lot invested in a relationship, so you've been married to a person for 20, 30, 40 years, so there is a lot of investment in the relationship, there is a high level of commitment, then it's a lot more difficult to actually see what's happening and mm-hmm. actually see what's going on there, and also to actually try to agree that something is happening, and also to let go. So looking at the level of commitment in the relationship does have an impact there. So they might have, you know, if you're married for 20, 30, 40 years, you might have children, you might have shared finances, you might have shared accommodation, all of these things, and then it's a lot more difficult to actually say, you know, I don't want this happening, and off you go, you know, to break up the marriage.
Mm.
The old story is
man is the hunter, woman is his game. But what if the wife plays up? What does the husband think? Is it all of a sudden among his peers, sometimes it seems it's understood, but with women it's all different, isn't it?
Yes, so there are some major gender differences in terms of infidelity or affairs. So the big difference comes from an evolutionary point of view, and that is, it has been found that men, relative to women, find it more difficult to forgive a sexual infidelity compared to an emotional infidelity. So there's basically two types of infidelity. There is the sexual one, where it's more the physical acts and stuff that are taking place, and then there's emotional infidelity, that's where you've got a bond with another person. So, and for men, it's been found that for men, it's a lot more difficult to forgive a sexual affair, so if a woman has had a sexual affair. And for women, it's a lot more difficult to forgive their partner's emotional affair. So when they've actually got a connection there, that means that they're more, you know, that they're more likely to go off with that other woman. And for men, it's more difficult if a woman has a sexual affair. Yeah.
Are wives more understanding if their husbands, say, visit a house of ill repute, for want of a mm-hmm. better term, mm-hmm. than have a fling? Are they more understanding if their husband, for instance, visited a brothel than if they had a fling with someone? Someone else, someone that they didn't have to pay for, effectively.
That doesn't really make any difference necessarily that I know of. I think that the big thing there is that for a woman, if a man goes off and actually has a relationship, like on an emotional level, with another woman, that's the difficulty there. So if they go off and if they just go off and have sex, it's more like it's easier for a woman to forgive than when they go off and have an emotional relationship with someone and a deeper connection. So that's what's been found. So obviously it hurts. Both of them hurt.
Yeah.
But it has been found that if they get a deeper connection with someone, so they start to talk with them and, you know, meet up with them, then that becomes very difficult.
Are they mostly forgiving?
Men or women? Or?
Women. Are they mostly forgiving if their husband has a fling?
No, I don't think so. No, I definitely don't think so.
I was going to say,
yeah.
My next question is going to be, what about after the 12th?
That's right. So, yeah, and I do think that that's something that you have to question yourself. So if your husband or your wife is having an affair, is that something that fits your relationship contract, and that's something that you want from a relationship? That's the question you should ask yourself. Is this, do I want to be with someone who needs this, whether they need it or whether they don't? You know, do you want to be with someone who needs that and who wants to be in a relationship?
Fair enough. Thanks for your time this afternoon,
that's
Desiree.
Okay, that's fine too.
Thank you. All the best.
Have a nice day. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Desiree Spearings, who's a sex therapist and sexologist with Sexual Health Australia, and we were going to get a copy of that and send it to Tiger Woods just to see what he thinks of that, see if we can help him out somewhat. But this all came about because of this French book that's out called Men Love Fidelity, and it's from Maurice Vallon. I mean, some wild, wild claims when you think of it. Wives should welcome their husband's extramarital affairs as a sign of a healthy marriage. And she's apparently France's most popular and most prominent female psychologist. And she claims that French men should stop being castigated for being womanizers, and keeping a mistress can actually improve a marriage. So there. But Desiree, as you heard, I guess it's fair to say, doesn't particularly agree with her. What do you think? 13 13 32 is our number. It's 16 past one at News Talk 11 16 4BC.
4BC.
Hi, it's Jamie and
Ian, that's my name.
We've been together for 27 years and no fight, hey?
No, not yet.
And we wish you a great new year, 2010. Let's rock!
Yeah, bring it on.
From our family to yours.